got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. You're listening to Saving the Investor radio show. My number is 239-561-1155, or you can visit us online at savingtheinvestor.com. Remember to tune in or set your DVR to, it's going to be Fox 4 at 10 o'clock following Chris Wallace on Sunday, and then also Sunday at 11 o'clock, NBC Meet the Press, or you can watch us on The Morning Blend every Monday on Fox 4 from 8 to 9. It's called Money Monday. And this segment, we're going to, talk a lot about what happened this week, but I'm in studio with my co-host, Drew Steele.
How are you this morning, Alfie? Feeling good?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Now, I want to remind everybody, pick up your pen, get that ready. Of course, write down the number, 239-561-1155. But there's a lot of information that's coming up. There's going to be some offers that we don't want you to miss out on. And Alfie's got a fantastic book as well we're going to talk about this morning. SavingTheInvestor.com, by the way, is the website. So let's get into this, Alfie, this week. And as we look back at the week, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, how the market's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's been rocking, rolling, hitting records. And you're going to talk about Jimmy Dimon at Chase, and he had a little meltdown yesterday.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase had a little bit of a, expressed his feelings with language that we don't necessarily use on the air at all, ever. It was pretty strong language, talking about the fact that people in Washington need to get their act together, get things happening. And he made mention of the fact that it wasn't a Republican or Democrat issue, but the fact of the matter is, he said, since the Great Recession, which is now 8 years old, we've been growing at 1.5 to 2% in spite of the stupidity and political gridlock, because the American business sector is powerful and strong. And you know what, Alfie? He's right. And how many times have we talked about that? And you've mentioned this before about the numbers, the 1.5, 2% growth, the fact that we've been doing this for a while.
You know, I was listening to a radio show. I think it was Sean Hannity, and they had Art Laffer in there.
Yeah.
And he was the economic advisor for President Reagan, Art Laffer. And I met him, and he's the best storyteller I ever met. But he was saying that he's the one that came up with the lowering the interest rates during the 80s. And it didn't really go into effect really until, I think, the 83. Okay. And what happened, he took the top rate at, it was 70%, the top rate at that time, dropped it down to like 28, and he took the low rate and raised it. Okay. There was more growth, and that year it had growth of over 10%. I think it was 12%. So we're talking, 1.5-2%. So people do ask me all the time, Alfie, you think the market's too high? The market is relatively high. Yes, the highest it's been. But does that mean it can't go any higher? Heck no, it can go a lot higher. And like you said, Drew, if we can get the economy really chugging along at 3 and 4 like it should, I think great things can happen.
Yeah, if you're looking at the numbers right now and we see what we're doing and how the markets are at 1.5, 2%, can you imagine 3, 4, 5%? You get a couple of years under your belt with that. Yeah. And it's possible. So that is certainly something that you want to keep in mind as you move forward. And as you look at this, Alfie, talk a little bit about, because it's important to people and it's important for people to remember, as you look at the markets, as you explore and the importance of understanding what is happening, not only nationally, but globally,
and
keeping an eye on the news of the day.
Yeah, you have to keep an eye on it. And, the portfolios that we really design, And I'm not doing the work. What we do is we have a third-party money manager that I literally went to, we were introduced to each other, and I said, you know what, I'm going to give you money to offer this portfolio to my clients. I gave him substantial money, and there's only about 500 of us in the country, Drew, that can offer this one particular portfolio. So I use that one, and I also have another one also that manages money for Amazon. They manage money for the state of Florida. So it's a very large one that you would need $10 million if you went to them themselves yourself and said, can you manage my money? You would need $10 million, but we can do it here because of our family of investors. But that's what they do. They look at everything, and you will be international. You will have international holdings, and you want international holdings, Drew. A lot of people say, you know what, I'm concerned about the international. Well, international's up big time this year, and you don't know what's going to happen, from day to day, much less right now. We just don't know. So returns come from owning the market. So if you want to know how to own the market, give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155.
So you're listening to Alfie Townshend at Saving the Investor. I'm Drew Steele, your co-host for this morning. And we've got an upcoming workshop that we want you to think about and get involved with us. If it's something that you're interested in, maybe you have saved $500,000 or more of investable assets, go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com, because you can sign up right now. We have some upcoming workshops, Investing in Trump's America. The dates are Wednesday, August 9th and August 16th. So go to the website right now, savingtheinvestor.com. We're talking about dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And if you want to request an invitation, go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Go to our events page, and you'll find out more there in detail. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little more about the week in review. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that you can do with your money, with your holdings, with your future, with your retirement, keeping you on the retirement fairway. Hey, why am I using that phrase, Alfie?
Hey, that's a good name for a book.
It's a great name for a book. I happen to know somebody who has a book with that very phrase.
And we're going to talk about that. We had a great event a couple days ago at the office. And it was, I thought it went wonderful. And you can see some of Paul Lodato, he did the national anthem, sung it, and he just brought tears to people's eyes. It's just, we have a lot of fun here at the Advanced Retirement Group, and that's what our job is to do, is to look out for you. We'll be right back.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townshend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355. And find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townshend, and I'm with my co-host Drew Steele, and we're in studio live talking about the week in review. And we talked about, in our last segment, we talked about really Chase, the CEO of Chase.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon at Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, and how he was talking about bad policies stalling the U.S. economic growth, had a little bit of of what you can say is not, maybe not a meltdown, but certainly he blew up about the dysfunction in D.C. He used some choice words that we could never, ever use on the air. But his rant of 4 minutes made a point that so many have made, Alfie. 1.5, 2% growth. We can't have that. Not only can't we have it, but we can do better, and it's about time that people in D.C. understand and start looking out for us instead of their own personal best interests.
Well, what he was really saying is this gridlock that we have in Washington is not good. It is not good for the United States. It's not good for the world. And it's really these senators and congressmen that are just protecting their own back end. And that's a shame because, you know, we put them in where they are. And obviously the people spoke in November and they're just sitting on their hands. We're talking about Obamacare. We need to do something with that. My insurance, Drew, I don't know about yours, but my insurance back in, you know, before Obamacare, it was about $500 a month, decent deductible and everything. Then Obamacare came. It was at $900 a month for just my wife and I and my son. And with a $10,000 deductible, then this year it went up to $1,634 a month with a $13,000 deductible. And if you, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So I went elsewhere. And the thing about it is something needs to be done because there's a lot of people out there with no insurance at all. There's a lot of people out there with pre-existing conditions that are having to pay these big, big bills. And then there's people out there that don't have insurance. These kids, that's what they were planning on, these kids jumping on it. They're not going to, you know, think about going back when you're in your 20s. You're invincible. You're not going to, the last thing you want, that extra money you have in your pocket is not going to go to pay health insurance.
And certainly if the free market was involved, there's nobody that can tell me personally that there wouldn't be a situation where the youth of America might have something that they could have for catastrophic coverage that would be affordable enough that they would actually do it. It could happen. By the way, you're listening to Saving the Investor, the radio show. It's Alfie Townsend. I am Drew Steele, your co-host. Pick up your pen, and I want you to jot his number down, 239-561-1155. We have an offer as well coming up that we don't want you to miss out on. So get your pen ready. Of course, the number 561-1155. And online, you can visit the website, savingtheinvestor.com. And as we get back to this discussion, Alfie, about health care and about tax reform and some of the things that are headlines in the news right now, why do people care so much? It seems almost obvious, but sometimes you have to remind people why it matters to their portfolio, to their future, the decisions being made on tax relief and health care.
Absolutely. If you think about tax relief, we need to get that tax relief. We need to get, because that's going to stimulate the economy so much. It's going to be, like Trump would say, huge. And Fasilla, it is going to be huge, because if we have $4 trillion sitting overseas and it's not coming back here because of the 35% tax. Now you have countries, you have Ireland that's over there with like a 12 or 13% tax, something very low. That's why a lot of companies are going to Ireland. And now you have, if they can lower that to 15, which you're talking about, to bring that money back over here, that is going to pop up your portfolio because spending is going to go crazy. So when people ask, is there room for improvement with the market? Yes, it's high right now, but I think there's a lot more opportunity out there to grow that thing. There's no limit on how high it can go.
You know, something we talked about off the air was about the proactive reactive approach that so many people do right now. And it's amazing to me that not only in life, Alfie, but in their finances, in business, all across the spectrum, people react instead of being proactive. Talk about that.
Drew, that's a great point. You have the market that's up very high right now. We don't know what the market's going to do. We know over the long haul it's going to be up. The bottom line is this. Most people react after something happens instead of being proactive like you talk about. So why not do your financial MRI? We do what we call a financial MRI. And what this means to you is it's going to look at all your holdings from the inside out. It's going to tell you what your fees are that you can't see. But most of all, it's going to tell you how much unnecessary risk you're taking. It's going to show you that you're taking 20, 40, 50% more risk than you need to with the returns that you're getting. So the good thing about it is, You need to find out what's going on inside your portfolio. And that's what we call the financial MRI roadmap. I don't charge you for this. If I did charge you for it, it'd be a couple thousand dollars because there's a lot of time and effort that we put in here. And then the income plan that we do. We do a lot of stuff for our clients. And the reason why we do that is that the name of our show is Saving the Investor, and we want to save as many of them as we can by taking the emotion out of investing. If we can take the emotion out of investing, we're talking you're going to save a whole lot. That means you're going to have a better return because you're not, like Drew said, you're not reacting to, you know.
Yeah, you're being proactive.
You're being proactive. Yeah, absolutely. You're not overreacting, and that's the thing.
And you certainly need a fiduciary, someone who is required to always act in your best interest. That's why I always talk about Alfie. Of course, we're sitting with Alfie Townshend, Saving the Investor, the radio show. I'm your co-host, Drew Steele. 561-1155. Now, I asked you to pick up a pen and write down the number, 561-1155. You can visit SavingTheInvestor.com online. We've got an upcoming workshop we're going to talk about, investing in Trump's America, that you want to be a part of. And also, coming up, we're going to talk about Alfie's book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway, and an important read and a fun read and something that you will enjoy. You know, we had an event yesterday that we're going to get to in just a second, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, that was a great event, Drew. You know, we had it was a couple of days ago. It feels like it was yesterday. It was a couple of days ago, and it was unbelievable. And we'll talk about that right after this.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit SavingTheInvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at SavingTheInvestor.com. That's SavingTheInvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townshend with my co-host, Drew Steele, and we're in studio live, and we're talking about the events of the week, and there was so much going on with the market, and mostly positive, Drew. They had some, you know, another market's high, and things are rolling, and like we had talked about earlier, that, you know, things could really be rolling if they would just undo the cuffs of Donald Trump and this House and Senate.
Yeah, it seems as if it would be an amazing thing if we can get on the same page in D.C., Republicans, Democrats, in your best interest as opposed to their best interest. Of course, that's a whole other show, and we could spend a lot of time on that, but we won't right now. But one of the things I want to focus on is the phone number, 561-1155, 239-561-1155. Get your pen ready to jot down, of course, the number, but a couple of other things that are happening, including the chance to get Alfie's book signed, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. We're going to talk about that and the upcoming workshops in just a second. But before we get to that, Alfie, you know, I heard you talking the other day about a couple that moved here, and they their old advisor was retiring. And this was a story that, can I be honest, it took people's breath away when they heard about this. And tell the story. Explain to everybody what happened specifically with this.
Well, this particular person, he's been with this advisor for years and years and years. I'm talking about more than a couple decades, okay? And so he's been with this advisor, and the advisor is an accountant and a he's an accountant and an advisor. Well, I don't like that right off the bat.
Yeah.
If my accountant did advising, I would not let him be my accountant. I think an accountant needs to be an accountant. An advisor needs to be an advisor. And so anyway, and it was like that for years up until in the 90s. There was Castlebaum, one of the acts that Kennedy Castlebaum, where they combined banking and advising so banks can do. That's when everything got deregulated pretty much in that. So anyway, so what happened was this. He was injured, and so he had some time. And this particular person that came in had some time on his hands, so he started looking at paperwork and stuff, his accounts more closely. And he saw that, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years, he's only been taking a certain dollar amount out of his IRA. Well, he knew it didn't sound right because he had the formula, and it was about half off. So he called his advisor and said, listen, it looks like I'm not taking out enough of my IRA. Well, let me look at it. I'll get back to you. So he looked at it, came back. He said, you're right. I'm not. What happened was we have two accounts and we split them up. So on the ledger, on the spreadsheet, it was only picking up one of the two IRAs. So what happened, the bottom line is, he needed to take an extra $60,000 out over the course of those years that he didn't take money out. And the penalty on that, Drew, and our listeners, is 50%. That's what we were hearing.
Wow.
50%. So now he owes $30,000 for a mistake. And the worst thing about it is this is his advisor / CPA. Mm. Okay? He told the advisor / CPA, well, what are we going to do about it? And the CPA said, listen, I did your returns, and you saw what you took out, and you signed them.
Wow.
So, needless to say, his advisor is not going to be his advisor much longer.
And again, this goes back to, by the way, you're listening to Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio show. I'm your co-host, Drew Steele, for this morning, where we're talking about this story, and it's one of these issues where you need a fiduciary. You need someone who is required to always act in your best interest, who's going to be there when you need them, somebody who's going to tell it to you, give it to you straight, and the bottom line, of course, being there for you and always act in your best interest. 561-1155 is the phone number, 239-561-1155. And I do want to mention the upcoming workshop. Wednesday, August 9th and Wednesday, August 16th, the workshop Saving the Investing in Trump's America. If you've saved $500,000 or more of investable assets, go to the website right now. Request an invitation. We would love to have you have dinner with us at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I will be there as well. SavingTheInvestor.com. Go to the website right now and request an invitation. We always have a great time, and Alfie imparts some amazing information. And again, you don't want to get caught in that kind of situation.
You know, that's true. We do have a good time at these workshops because we take their questions. We have them fill out a card and say, okay, what's on your mind? If it's retirement, political, whatever, it doesn't matter. What's on your mind? And we get to as many of those cards as possible in the time that we have there before dinner is served. But the great thing about it is we really get to talk about them instead of what I want to talk about. It's about what they want to talk about. And that's why we pack them in. These things are literally a lot of times waiting lists, or we have to get a second room. And so if it makes sense to you, if you, like Drew said, if you save $500,000 or more, you can go to the website, you can give us a call too. It's better to go to the website because you can put your information in and it tells you a little bit about what's going on, or feel free to give us a call at 239-561-1155. And we're going to talk about on the next half there, Drew, about the book signing that we did a couple days ago.
Well,
that happened.
It's a book filled with great stories and great information for you. If you want to receive a signed copy of Alfie's book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway, go to the homepage of our website, SavingTheInvestor.com. That's SavingTheInvestor.com. Do that right now.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. or visit SavingTheInvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend. Now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back. This is our Business to Business segment. As a certified financial planner, you know I'm always going to put the best team in place for our clients. So in studio, we have Steve Gibbs. He's an estate planning attorney. And we also have the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And this is really a topic, Steve, you're going to do a lot of talking on, because this is more of a legal mumbo jumbo. Matter of fact, isn't that your book, Mumbo Jumbo?
Yes. Thank you, Alfie. I appreciate you mentioning it.
He wrote a book called Mumbo Jumbo. But but this is protecting digital assets. And what do you mean about protecting digital assets?
Right. Well, this is a great topic. There's a lot happening right now. It's a real cutting edge area of estate planning for obvious reasons. A lot of people that may be listening have businesses. You probably have a website. You might have a blog. You might have social media accounts. And as things go, you know, all these assets are accruing value, right? So, and the longer you have them and the more skillful you are at managing them, the more value they're going to accumulate over time. And so, like any other business asset, you know, you got to figure out what those assets are worth. And we talk a lot on the show about business succession planning, buy-sell agreements, and creating a plan where if you couldn't operate your business tomorrow, how would that happen? You know, do you have a third party that would buy out the business, or do you have people that are within your company or possibly in a family business, you know, family members that will buy the business? How does that work? And your family members and your loved ones are going to need to step forward and say, okay, well, what assets are there? You're going to have to, you know, hopefully they'll have passwords, right, to get into your accounts. Hopefully they'll have all that. And the reality of it is privacy laws on the internet are very stringent. So if you try to get access to someone's account, you're going to run into a lot of problems.
Yeah, you know, I could see that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's even been suggested that, you know, people have a separate digital personal representative for the estate. And this is an area that a lot of estate planners, you know, maybe aren't even aware of, and yet it's so important. So, you know, we consider it, and I know as part of Alfie's team, you know, we consider, you know, gathering all this information. And then I think, you know, Jim, you can speak to this as well. You know, how do you value it? So you have this popular website, you know, and what do you do with that?
Well, yeah, and there's five different ways to value an asset, a business. And again, it's so important to understand what that number is, whether it's your buy-sell if you have a partner, so you get fair and equal value if somebody wants to exit the business or somebody passed away prematurely. So knowing that valuation and being able to update that, especially in real time, because in that whole digital world, it seems like valuations are just skyrocketing. And so you want to make sure you have a relationship with a firm like Alfie that's going to be able to do that for you in real time, as he's got access to probably the most cutting edge technology out there for business valuations.
Yeah. And like you said, in time, that means it's changing as the value of the business changes. It's changing automatically. So a lot of people might have done a evaluation of their business many years ago and not really understand that it's grown or might have lost value. You don't know. It could go either way. You know, we always talk about increase. That's what we want, is increase. And we hope everyone, all the listeners out there, if you're a business owner, is increasing your business. But sometimes, you know, things change and things could go back. So if you want to know what the value of your business is, if you want to know about protecting digital assets, how to do it, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit SavingTheInvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit them online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355, and find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townsend. Again, we had just talked about the estate planning with Steve Gibbs. He's the attorney that we use here in our office. And, you know, this is, like he said, it is cutting-edge estate planning. You know, is your with social media out there, websites, blogging, there's a lot out there that you need to protect. So it's, you know, it's always changing. The business, Drew, is always changing. And my job as a certified financial planner is to keep up. Like I said at the beginning, it's to keep up with the changes for not just our business, but for our clients.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And by the way, we were talking a little earlier as well about Alfie's new book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. You can go to the homepage of our website, savingtheinvestor.com, savingtheinvestor.com, and we'll send you a signed copy right away, savingtheinvestor.com. You can get a signed copy of Alfie's book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. We were talking a little bit earlier about why you wrote the book, and what about this? So what was it that you wanted to communicate with people through the book?
Well, the book is a great source, I think, for someone that doesn't know me, Drew. Like when people call in, or, you know, and they say, you know what, Alfie, before I come to meet you, I want to know about you. And some people, you know, are like that. Some people will come and meet me, and then I give them a book, and they, because they see me in person, they say, you know, the book and the person is the same. And that's the thing. I want them to see what I am and where I came from, because the way that I go about this is I want to protect our clients. My goal is to protect our clients to the best of my ability with a solid income plan to make sure their income is protected, inflation protected, estate protected. And I want to, you know, make sure that their spouse is protected. I was raised by my mom, my sister, and it was, you know, my sister's only 17 months older than me, but, you know, she had to do a lot of the cooking when my mom was working. Mom had Tony at 16, my sister, me at 17, divorced my dad when I was 5, left from California to Miami. So, you know, it was not easy, and it didn't really get easy until my dad died. When my dad died, when I was 10 years old, it wasn't easy, but we started getting Social Security. So Social Security, if it wasn't for Social Security, it was tough, because, you know, it was a hard time during that time. But that's all in the book. It tells a little bit about, you know, some of the homes that we had to move into and things like that. It's not a sad story. It's just a story of other, you know, I hear other people's story, Drew, and it's nothing. Everyone has their own story. You know, there was a guy, there's a good friend of mine, and he says, you know, they were trying to build a story for him to talk to his clients, you know, when he's out there doing workshops. This particular person, he was a storyteller, and he was trying to create a story for my friend who's an advisor, and said, you know, you have to have a story, a sad story. He says, no, I don't. I grew up in just such a perfect family. It was, you know, we went to church, I sang, and, you know, we did, everything was perfect, But he dug deeper, and his story was his, he had his wife divorced him, married his best friend, and then left him with his three children. And then, how he met his second wife and how they didn't have any kids, but she pretty much raised his three kids, and because he got to keep the kids, she didn't want them. So it was everyone has their own story. My story is just, it talks about my background. It talks about why I do planning the way I do planning.
And the other day we had an event here at the office, and it was quite an emotional event, to be honest with you. It was emotional. It was fun. We laughed. It was a little crying as well. It was just an emotional time as we talked about the book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. And by the way, if you want to receive a signed copy of Alfie's book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway, you can go to the homepage of our website, savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com. Go there right now, and we'll send you a signed copy right away, savingtheinvestor.com. And yes, there is important information about your retirement. Yes, there's important information about the things you need to do, the steps you need to take, how Alfie can help you, the ways that he wants to be able to help you in the future with your retirement investments and the like. But also, some of the stories that you tell are, the one story you talked about with the dog that was coming after you that one day when you went to go visit someone early on in your career was almost, it was hysterical. People were laughing. It's almost unbelievable. But you have more of these stories, Alfie. It is a full life in a lot of different ways, including these stories.
Well, one of them, this isn't a funny story. This is a sad story. And there was a couple that was married for many years, and they were my clients. Mm. Matter of fact, they called me over when she was in hospice in her house in the living room. I came over there with the flowers. They wanted me to, be there, and which is an honor. And so, I'm there, and I met the daughter, their only daughter, and of course, mom and dad. And then she passed about, a few days later. That was it, a few days later. And then about four or five months later, I get a change of beneficiary form. And I said, change of beneficiary form? So they only had one daughter. So I called them up and I said, hey, I got your form here. What's going on? Well, I met this lady, and this is in 4 month time. And these people were married years and years. I said, so you met this lady? Yeah, and I want her to be the beneficiary. I said, well, what about your daughter? And no, I want her to be the beneficiary. So I had a conversation with him that he didn't like, and he hung up on me. Mm. Hung up on me. So, I can't do anything about it. But I sent him a letter saying, I don't think we're a good fit at this point anymore. But so there's always going to be situations that, I'm there as a certified financial planner to look at their holistic, their whole picture. And that's the thing about being a planner, is we have to look at everything, Drew. We have to look at their wills, their legal documents. Where do you want this money to go? And when I talk to people, when they come in, it's not about, I'm going to ask, what does this money mean to you? What in non-financial terms, what are your value words? And, is it peace of mind? Is it freedom? Is it, security? Freedom. What does it mean to you? So they look at these words and they say, this is what it means to me. And I say, what are your goals for this? Well, yeah, I love to travel. I like to do this. Legacy is important for me. So the whole thing, that's the difference between just looking at what you have. There was a big account that came to us a few years back, and the reason why it came to us, it was an advisor that they went for their annual review, and the wife asked this advisor, very well known advisor, a question, and the advisor looked at the husband and answered the question, and that ticked the wife off big time. And so they said we're not a good fit anymore, and that's how they became our clients, because I listened to our clients.
Right. And it's so important that you have somebody that is going to listen to you as well. When we come back, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about asking Alfie the questions that you have on your mind, coming up on Saving the Investor.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355. And find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
This is Alfie Townsend with Saving the Investor, and I'm in studio with Drew Steele, and we're at our last segment that, Drew, this time just seems to fly by.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, pick up your pen and jot down this number, please. 239-561-1155. 239-561-1155. Jot the number down. Visit the website, savingtheinvestor.com. We have a couple of offers we want to discuss with you coming up in just a few more minutes that you do not want to miss out on. We'll have that on the way. And also, ask Alfie. You've got questions. It seems like there is always a question to ask Alfie with regards to retirement, your future, some of the things that you're concerned about personally. And why don't we do that right now? And, you know, Alfie, a lot of times people are trying to figure out rebalancing. It seems to be something that people have discussed in the past. Can you explain that term, rebalancing? Retirement planning articles have them. So somebody's asking, I keep seeing them in retirement articles. I don't really understand it. What is it, rebalancing?
Well, what rebalancing is very, very important for yourself is this reason. Like right now, if you did not rebalance, if your account's not getting rebalanced over this market going crazy, what's going to happen is, let's say you started with a moderate portfolio, and that's your risk level too, and you're in 50% bonds, 50% equity. Well, what happens is, if you're not rebalancing, these the equities are growing so much that you might be in like a 65-35 now. You might, because the equities are growing, and so the rebalancing, what it does, it keeps the volatility down, because it's going to sell what's going up and buy what's going down. Okay, so it keeps that level of 50-50. You know, it can go up and down a little bit, but we want to get it as 5% up or down in either way. But when it gets out of whack is when what happens, and then the market goes down and your account drastically goes down because you didn't rebalance, and now you have a lot more equity than you started with. And that's what rebalancing is all about. So it controls your volatility.
It's the Ask Alfie segment of Saving the Investor, the radio program. I'm your co-host, Drew Steele, here with you this morning. Is there a good rule of thumb, Alfie, for how much of my IRA should be invested in safe investments at age 60, or is it just a matter of personal preference?
So what we do when clients come in, Drew, there's a great program that we use to really find out what their risk number is. And it makes them think, there's about 7 to 10 questions, and it was put together by a team of psychologists, and it literally makes them squirm in their seat. It's sort of funny to watch them, because it makes them, you know, instead of, if you were to come in, Drew, and I said, you know, what's your risk? Oh, I'm a aggressive investor. I'm a moderate investor. So that doesn't tell us anything. So this really, it comes out with a number, and it's going to give you opportunities to, you want either A or B. A is certain, B is certain too, but you have a 50-50 chance of either losing a lot of money or making a lot of money in B. A is a certain. So the thing about it is it really digs down deep to find out what your number is. So this is the process. What does this mean to you? It means that your number is going to be your true number, not just a number made up out of the air. It's a true number. So we do that to find out what your number is, and then we build your plan around that. I think the best plan that really happens is when you come in on that second appointment and you bring back your expenses. People want to know if they're going to run out of money, or people want to know if they're going to be okay. People want to know really how much they can spend extra. People want to know if they can take those trips and do the things they want to do when they want to do them, and give the money they want to give if it's to their grandchildren or whatever it is. They want to know if they can do that. And this program, Drew, it really helps them out. It's an income plan that we put together for them that is fantastic.
It's the Ask Alfie segment of Saving the Investor, the radio show. Don't forget about the upcoming workshops, Investing in Trump's America, Wednesday, August 9th and Wednesday, August 16th. Now, if you've saved $500,000 or more of investable assets, go to the website, request an invitation. We would love to see you at the workshop. And dinner is at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the website savingtheinvestor.com. Go there right now. Again, to request an invitation, go to the website savingtheinvestor.com. Go to the events page, and some of the things we'll talk about: understanding Trump's proposed tax changes, how to use them to your advantage, income planning, cash flow, how to help prevent outliving your income, and how will the new legislative session affect your retirement assets? So all of this will be discussed at the Investing in Trump's America workshop, August 9th and August 16th. You know, I wanted you to talk a little bit more about the financial MRI roadmap, Alfie. I know when we've been at the workshops, a lot of people want to know about that. And I think it's so critically important that people understand the details, what that means to them.
Yeah, because a financial MRI roadmap, really what it does for you, and what it does is it takes your holdings, and it literally, we go fund by fund and put them in the program. And then when you come back, we're going to show you what we found out. And a lot of times, Drew, they think they're diversified, but they're holding. What were you going to say?
I love when you talk about this at the workshops and you discuss in detail about how people feel like they're diversified. But then when you discuss it, you can see in their eyes, they're thinking to themselves, I'm not really sure where I stand. Yeah. I'm not really sure if I am.
That's right. And like you said, you know, be proactive. While the market's high, this is when you want to take advantage of that financial MRI, because it's going to show you what you're holding. It's going to show you if, you know, you might have a bunch of companies, but the thing about it is it could all be in large cap stocks. It could be all in, you know, long-term bonds. So you want to know if you're in international, small, micro, whatever you're in. And this is what the financial MRI does. And then it shows you how much unnecessary risk you're taking. It shows you, it goes back to years and years, and it can go back to if you had this back in 2000, how it would have performed. And it blows people's mind at 2000, because 2000, 2001, 2002, the S&P 500 lost 43%. We have such diversified portfolios, Drew, that our actual returns on these portfolios, some of them made money in those 3 years, our aggressive only lost 13% when the S&P lost 43, but then the S&P lost 43 and then only made 26 in 03, where the diversified only lost 13 and made 46. So it's crazy. Hey, Drew, this the show has flew by again, and we're wrapping this show up. But it's an honor to have you here. I'm glad you're back from Utah and Salt Lake City. I know Salt Lake City was the altitude was messing with you, so I'm glad you're back to sea level here. So until next time, we want to say thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to all our shows. And be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.